Game on the line, fourth and one on the goal line. What play are you running?
I'm running...
There's only one right answer.
Some type of rollout.
There's only one correct answer, and that's because it is the highest percentage chance of getting 1 yard, and that's quarterback sneak.
Quarterback sneaking it?
It blows my mind how many teams do not run a quarterback sneak with one goddamn yard. What the are you doing? It's a 92% chance. There's not a play in the playbook that has a higher percentage chance of working than quarterback sneak.
That is former Eagle center Jason Kelce, I think back in 2023.
And with his brother Travis Kelce talking about it on the other side of it.
So Travis
Kelce calls a rollout.
Right. He's in Jason Kelce. He's in Minneapolis. It sounds like he's with Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie, going into the owner's meetings, trying to lobby one last time
please
to keep this play.
Please don't take the play away.
It is funny that, like, we were sitting there listening to that clip, and he's explosive, and he's passionate about it. I mean, their podcast is really good, too. I mean, they kind of go off the cuff a little bit. But on that, to me, I think that's a big reason why they're banning it. I think is exactly how Jason Kelce put it. There's one right answer. You're right for teams like Eagles and the Bills. There's one right answer, and that is exceptionally boring. For a team that has Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith and Saquon Barkley and a Bills team with Josh Allen and James Cook, to have one right answer,
I'm now more
that
firmly
sucks.
Entrenched into the Washington sequence made this happen.
Yeah, you're there with that. I think for fans it did. I think for teams they were out for a while.
I think for Roger it did.
Mm.
I'm sorry, but that is an embarrassment on your entire league.
Was he at that game?
I don't know if he was, but he doesn't have to be.
He'd be so much better if he was at that game. Just he probably was shaking his head.
Because Bills-Chiefs was the same day.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the thing being, you're the commissioner of the league, and that is what's going out there in the NFC Championship game. That sequence is happening. Ew.
Could you see Roger just shaking his head in disappointment?
Yeah, he's probably...
What are we doing?
He's probably flipping a gasket on that. And the thing is that it is effectively nerfing one team.
I don't even know if it's hurting either team. I really don't. I think it's going to upset. Kelce seems like he's going to be upset about this. He's in Minneapolis. But outside
nerfing,
of that, you know,
nerfing and hurting are two different words.
They have the same connotation.
They have the same connotation. But does this affect the Eagles that much? No. But does it lower their percentages a little?
Mm.
Because how Jason says in that clip in 2023, there's one right answer. Now you have to find a different answer sometimes. And therefore your percentage will go down.
It is funny though that like we're talking about more entertaining, but really for like 90% of this, it's going to be fourth and inches. Cool, quarterback sneak. Let's go. Like, that's what it's going to be. But fourth and ones, fourth and twos. Might be something a little bit different. We do have one new rule change coming from the owners' meetings that got passed just as we went to break. It is the tweak to the onside kick. Kicking teams now line up 1 yard closer, and a team can attempt it at any time while trailing, not just in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
I don't know why it had to just be the fourth quarter anyways, but I'm glad we got there a year later.
I'm glad we got there a year later. Good. Because now if a team is down by large enough, they can try it. Mm-hmm. They still have to announce it, but they can try it. Yeah, that was very archaic.
It just made no sense. It felt like, honestly, you know what it felt like? It felt like someone forgot to put it in. And then the rule went through and they went, oh.
Wait, why did we put that
in? Yeah, why did we put that in? That was meant to be in the rough draft, not the final draft. We've all been there. We've all turned in an assignment late and gone, oh, crap, I forgot to cut that out. Email professor real quick.
Yeah, two paragraphs in there.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
Repeat paragraph, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Do want to talk about something that we know is not going to get passed. It's not even going to go to a vote. It was withdrawn. And that's the Detroit Lions proposal to change up the playoffs. Funny that they're the team that did it, though. Basically, what this would do is that we would now see teams 1 through 7. Not division winners, but by record. I am up and down about how I feel about this. I like the idea that we're not going to reward, you know, before a 7-9 team. Now it would be more closely aligned to like an 8-9 team. But what I do hate is the idea of hurting division winners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are sometimes bad divisions. There are also sometimes great divisions. We've seen both relatively recently.
Yes.
Last year it was the NFC North, where Minnesota, by all right, was a top 3 team in the NFC. were second in their division.
They were playing for the one seed or the five seed against Detroit.
Yeah. And ultimately, Detroit was playing for the same thing. Detroit loses that game to Minnesota. They go to the five.
Right.
And not the one. Ultimately, didn't help either of them. They both lose their first playoff game. But neither here nor there. We've also seen teams, though, be 7-9 or, you know, what would it be, 7-10 now, 8-9, whatever. Made the playoffs, host a playoff game. And I think that's really where this all comes from. It's these bad teams hosting playoff games, that four seed.
Yes.
It's always the four seed.
It's always the weakest division that ends up with this thing. Mm-hmm. And there's always a wild card team, typically, that's better than them that now has to go on the road. And I think to myself, I mean, maybe there are times where it's absolutely deserved. I think back to the 2020 NFC East.
Yep.
A 7-9 team hosts a playoff game. And the 6-10 New York Giants are putting up a bitch fit.
They were upset.
About the Eagles playing Nate Sudfeld.
Oh, that's right. They were upset that the Eagles were tanking for a pick. Is it the pick ultimately got them Devonta Smith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so I will never forget that one because of how shameless Joe Judge looked. Not because Washington ended up 7-9 and hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and they lost that game. Tyler Heinicke had himself a great day against Tampa. He had that dog.
That was a fun game.
But I remember it more for Joe Judge just sounding like the ultimate loser.
It wasn't even just him. It was Giants players. I remember all over Twitter. And they were genuinely complaining that a 6-10 team did not have a chance to get into the playoffs in the final week. And you're like, what are you talking about?
You're 6-10. You're lucky you're even in this conversation.
You shouldn't be in the conversation. And so that's ultimately the big part. You shouldn't be in the conversation.
None of you should even be making the playoffs this year. And I've got a 6-10 team complaining? So this would ultimately end those things. Mm-hmm. However, the proposal, like all initial proposals do, is a little too aggressive to start. That's why it had to be withdrawn. And part of that proposal had to do with, you win your division, you're still not guaranteed a playoff game. A playoff game. Not a home playoff game.
Just a
playoff game. No.
In your scenario, the NFC East winner would not be in the playoffs.
Yes. In that 2020, for example, the NFC East would not have a representative in the entire postseason. And while I do understand that weak teams are weak teams, it's too aggressive to pass. I understand the sentiment. You want the best teams in there. And you want the best teams hosting. You cannot get away with a proposal like that where it says, I'm taking a division winner and throwing them out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That does not sit well. It will never sit well. You can't do that. This isn't college football with the four-team playoff. You can't do it. You need a representative from each division because there are going to be enough people that support it to resist. That's why it's getting tabled. That's why it got removed. It's because it's too aggressive. You got to smooth out the lines, like how the initial tush-push thing is going on. There's something in the language that's too aggressive.
It was unrefined. I don't know if we ever saw what the language was, but I would argue it's probably leaning more towards we're getting rid of quarterback sneaks.
Yes.
And everyone's like, whoa.
It's unrefined.
Yeah.
You need to smooth out the rough edges on the proposal, and then we will ultimately get what the proposal is all about, which is the better team should be hosting a playoff game.
Yeah, I saw Ari Meyer of the 33rd team. He was tweeting about this, and basically his point was this proposal for the playoffs, something like this is going to be brought back at least by next year, almost definitely when we go to that 18-week schedule.
18-game schedule, I'm going to throw up.
But so when we get to that, that's when it'll likely be coming up again because you are going to have to move some things around. Mm-hmm. I find it curious, especially with the modern playoffs where we're at, we already kind of have a team that shouldn't be in the playoffs. The seven seed shouldn't be in the playoffs. How long have you had it now? 5-6 years?
It's been a couple of years. Not 5-6, no.
Regardless, though, one team has won as a seven seed. It was Green Bay 2 years ago against Dallas. That's it.
Has it been that long, actually?
For the most part, not even for the most... Basically, outside of that, the two seed has just had to play a meaningless playoff game where they 95% of the time win it in a blowout, but potentially pick up an injury or two and go, great, I don't get a bye week like
Buffalo
I have
against Pittsburgh
forever. Yep. And now I'm hurt more. The one seed has, in a way, because of the seven seed being introduced, has sort of overpowered everything now. Like we talked about nerfing, you know, the Eagles and Bills. The one seed now is so valuable, where we know that teams now, Bills especially, talk about win your division first, you get a playoff game, then we go on to the next thing. In reality, and I know that is true, but in reality, the one seed, if you're really hunting down a Super Bowl, if you're one of those teams, that's the goal.
Yeah,
that's the one. Because you look at the advantage. It's not perfect. I mean, Detroit, I mentioned, they were the one seed, lost in the divisional round. It's
Tennessee,
not perfect.
Infamously a
Tennessee,
one seed.
Baltimore, same thing. It's not perfect. But it is a genuine, honest-to-God advantage compared to everybody else. And it's all for effectively a useless playoff team in the seventh seed.
Yep.
Now, and the seventh seeds often aren't even having these terrible records. I mean, Cincinnati's 9-8 the last 2 years. They can't even make the playoffs. The 8-9 seed.
Mm-hmm.
But they are so significantly worse than the rest of these teams. And I think that might be why we're seeing teams that want to like get a little bit more aggressive with this. But I think they're worried about the wrong thing. It's not these bad division winners. They come around every few years.
Yeah.
A bad division happens. A division loaded with
infamously
no quarterbacks.
The AFC or NFC South as of late.
Yeah. Yeah. But it doesn't happen all that much. It's the same. It doesn't always happen that much that you're going to have a 14-win team win the division and a 13-team win come second. That doesn't happen
common.
All that often.
That's not common at all. And we've seen it in the past where like a 10 or 11 win team misses the playoffs. And mm-hmm. like you said, thanks to the seven seed, that is no longer a thing. And now we are seeing teams that should not be making the playoffs or teams that have no business being in a playoff chase, being in a playoff chase. And that's fine, I guess, even though like we see it hurting the Bills more times than not of having to play that extra game and cure a couple more injuries and ultimately be at a disadvantage for that sort of thing. But I've also seen a stupid team wearing red helmets that apparently doesn't care what the advantage is at the one seed.
No, they get it done. They just get it
done. They just get it done. And
that's why I'm saying it's not perfect.
It's not perfect.
It's not the end-all, be-all.
But
there is a significant advantage there.
The other thing that it would really help is teams that are the five seed. Teams that are better than a division winner about half the time.
Mm-hmm.
There are times where it goes chalk for record, and it's supposed to go that way.
Right.
There are times where the fifth seed is better than the fourth seed measurably, and they have to go on the road. Boo-hoo, wah. I don't care about that. If you're the better team, you're the better team, and you can play and do it on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. It's just fascinating that it was Detroit.
Yeah.
The team that did
benefited.
Not have anything about this with a deterrent or an issue, they did not have to deal with this at all.
I do wonder though.
Maybe they see that how
yeah.
the North is stacked at this point.
Yep.
They're trying to get a home playoff game.
And you've got a team in Detroit who is sort of new to this whole thing of making the playoffs regularly, having your season kind of being like, let's just get to January healthy. Now they're looking at it going, ooh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Why do I have to be on the road all the time?
Yeah, we've just discovered this new, you know, form of getting money from our fans called the playoff games.
Yep.
And we'd like to not lose that because Minnesota's loaded, Green Bay's loaded, and Chicago keeps trying. Like, we'd rather not lose that.
Yep. And that's what that – like, that comes down to teams just wanting money
mm-hmm.
If they know that they have a tough division. And I get it. At the same time, boo-hoo, wah. Win an extra game.
Right. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's go to the phones here. Jason is up first today. Jason, how are we doing this morning?
Great, guys. I think I might have a small solution to the way that they're, you know, we're thinking about the playoffs there. So even if you're a low-win team, like a 7-9, and you won your division, you're going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You don't get it. You just then reseed it from there. You might be the seventh seed, but you at least made the playoffs because of that. Even though you had a terrible record, we're still going to allow you in, and we're going to seed things from there. So we take the mm-hmm. standard format as it is. You know, each division winner gets into the playoffs, and then the next three after that. But then you just get seeded as such.
Yeah, Jason, thanks for the call. That's where I'm at. I think the four division winners get it, and this is how I would do it. The four division winners, you're secured a playoff spot. Does not mean you're going to be seeds 1 through 4.
Right.
So, like, to Jason's point, if you're that 8-9, 7-10 team, baby, you're the seventh seed.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you've got a playoff game, but it's not at home, and you're not the four seed. You are going to be the seventh. You are a bad team that happened to make the playoffs because your division was bad. Now go do something. Now, ultimately, when we're looking at the playoff seedings, and we got to hit a break here real quick, but when we look at the playoff seedings from this year, it's not the healthiest in terms of like, oh, how is this really going to change? Like, the big change in the AFC is we're flipping two teams. The Chargers would have host Houston based off record. That's it.
And
that's,
does that change Justin Herbert pooping his pants?
And that's really the only argument. Everything else is effectively the same. For the NFC, there's a few differences. Minnesota becomes the three seed, and they would play a different team and such. But there isn't this bad division winner who all of a sudden, yeah, gets moved right down to the seventh seed. And so that's I think, where they want to take it. The issue is division winners don't definitively get a playoff spot. I would have them get a definitive playoff spot, and so that might burn a team here or there, but we already have too many playoff teams as is. The 7-seed record against the 2-seed is simply not that good. 803-0550, the number to call. Thoughts on the now-withdrawn playoff proposal by the Detroit Lions? I think it's super fascinating. I think it's also going to be something that is brought up a lot in the next few years as we get closer to even more games being played in the regular season. Also, I want to talk on some playoff actions. The conference finals began last night in the NBA and the NHL. I have thoughts on both games as I was jumping between them. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.